Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Shouldn't you discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Dan Devine, senior NBA writer for Yahoo Sports. Been covering the league since 09. And before joining Yahoo, he wrote for The Ringer and spent years as an NBA writer and editor at Ball Don't Lie. How's my buddy Kelly Dwyer doing these days, Dan?
Dude, he's doing fantastic. I saw him in Indianapolis when I was there for the finals. He's got like a real your wild professor vibe happening right now. Okay. Like the hair's kind of Beethoven-y, but the vibe is impeccable. He's doing great, and I'm sure he'll be glad that you asked after.
Yeah, good to know. You guys were like the originals at Ball Don't Lie covering the NBA. You guys done a great job. Let's talk about the Warriors. Where are you with the Warriors? Obviously an older team, but they've got a lot of veterans and a lot of talent. They got some depth. Where do you see them in the Western Conference?
I think at this point, they deserve to be in that tier right below Oklahoma City. I think everybody has to sort of start from the position of they are the top of the mountain until proven otherwise. But every team below them, whether it's Denver, the Clippers certainly, you know, that they had a lot of depth, but they got roasted last night. You know, that sort of second class tier of team, like everybody down there has their pros and their cons, their best case scenario, worst case scenario. But I think the Warriors have the benefit of their best case scenario. Now, we've seen it over what, like a 35, 36 game sample. When you've got Stephen Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green all healthy, this team is a war rig. I think they're 28-8. When they've got all three of those guys in the lineup together, regular season and playoffs combined. And it makes sense. I think that was the thing that was so frustrating for so many people, obviously locally, but nationally as well, the folks that just watched the Warriors, the idea of the two timelines and of we're going to sort of deviate from the structure of how we're built. Why? Like, yeah, the only timeline that ever mattered and made sense was the one where you were maximizing Stephen Curry. And stylistically, Jimmy Butler, obviously a perfect complement with the way that he can attack off the dribble in isolation, the way he's a quick decision maker, a great ball mover, a hell of a passer, somebody that can bend a defense that makes it a little bit easier for Steph while also being a, you know, off ball sort of genius defender to pair perfectly with Draymond. It just makes a ton of sense. The only questions are about like, the age, obviously, and the injury structure, but and then, you know, if in 2 years Jimmy starts to get upset, but I think to the point that our buddy Nick was making in the clip before I played, the right now of it is he's paid, he's in an environment that's got his competitive juices flowing. The talent there makes sense. Even the young guys sort of fit structurally with the way Steve Kerr likes to play. There's just a ton to like about the way this team is constructed. And I think if you or anybody up to maybe even including Oklahoma City, if this team as constructed came up against you in a seventh game series, I don't think you'd be particularly psyched to see him.
Man, Dan, I agree. You got me fired up, and I'm sure the fans are. With that said, you know, I don't have to tell you the NBA's been around forever, and nobody collectively has gone to the finals or a team with the ages that, you know, this group has. But it sounds like, and I'm with you, that doesn't scare you. But then I go back to the Minnesota series where I still got PTSD, Curry's first soft tissue injury. Are you kind of over that, or I'm kind of looking like just wake me up when it doesn't happen because I'm praying that it doesn't repeat itself?
Yeah, I hear what you're doing. I mean, I think the thing is like, are you going to worry about the sun rising tomorrow, right? Like the only thing with the Warriors, like everything is built around is Steph operational at 100%, right? Like if he's not, then your chances of winning are, you know, they drop dramatically, if not to nil. And so you have to build your roster. I don't think you can build a championship contending roster like on the premise of what if Steph's not there. Like the win condition for that is Steph's there. Mm. And so it is then like, how do you maximize around that? How do you provide the best context for him? And the way we've seen for years and years now is like surround him with some dogs who can defend, guys that can make it, you know, lighten his load a little bit, people who know how to hit him when he's moving off the ball, who can move off the ball alongside it and figure out how to like get in where they fit in the flow and the rhythm of that offense moving with him, not sort of stationary targets, not guys that let the ball stick. And so to me, like, you know, bringing back D'Anthony Melton made a ton of sense. Al Horford feels like a perfect fit structurally and stylistically for what this team is. Even guys, you know, guy like Gui Santos and, you know, Moses Moody there that have grown in the system. The eye-popping stats aren't there, but the feel, the understanding of how to play off of Steph, that's got to be job one to me in terms of how you're constructing this roster. And so, yeah, if you get to April and May and he pulls up, then yeah, all right, you know, your options are you know, dead in the water right there. But the way your best option is going to be build it around him. And if smart guys,
we got him. Hey Dan, what's going on? We got you back.
Yeah, I don't know if the Dunleavy haters out there cut my mic. I'm not sure what happened, but yeah, I'm back with you.
No, you're good now. You're good. We're being joined by Dan Devine. He's a senior NBA writer for Yahoo Sports, and he has been covering the league since 2009. What's Al Horford got left?
It's that last bit of the toothpaste, right? You're squeezing it, you're rolling it, just try to get it right, the last bit out of the tube. I think what we saw even in Boston last year is, you know, you're not going to be able to rely on Al for, you know, 28, 32 minutes throughout the regular season. The idea being, you know, you platoon him, you get him out there for, you know, maybe 20, 25 minutes a night from October through April. You know, extend him in certain matchups, certain big games where you really need it. But if you get him into a series, like there were points last year in those first couple of rounds for Boston where he was just a clearly better option at the five than Kristaps Porzingis for them. Some of that was obviously Porzingis was dealing with health issues, but that you can still get him up to that level. He's still more mobile than any 39-year-old who's played as long as he has a right to be defensively in terms of being able to guard in space. He is still somebody who, if you get the mismatch on the post, he can mash a smaller guy inside and either finish at the rim or kick out. He has the reams and reams of experience, the years of, I understand how to, you know, when the ball needs to move here and there, when I need to be able to cover for somebody on who blew a rotation. He's just been in big games and you just kind of can't replicate that. You can't, you know, if you don't have that experience, you can't just sort of make up for it. So to me, I think the idea of, I understood the argument for you start Al at the five with Draymond at the four so that you can, you know, get a floor spacer out there and make, you know, make it a little bit easier for Draymond to not have to guard up every night for the long haul. But I think the idea of we're going to see what we can get out of Jonathan Kuminga if he's able to, he's willing to play in the role that that Steve Kerr has sort of circumscribed for him, that narrowly tailored role. Then you get more physicality, you get more athleticism, and you keep Al on a little bit of a lower pitch count. I think that makes a ton of sense, especially in the early going here. And I think it was the results were certainly positive in the season opener against the Lakers.
Yeah, Dan, you mentioned Kuminga, and I want to ask you about what you thought, you know, in regard to what went on in the summer. Was he staying or going? And he obviously stayed. I'm a big fan of him, but he's been a, you know, topic, a lightning rod out here. What do you make of him just as a player and what went on opening night?
I think it's a common tale, but one we don't always put the spotlight on. There are these guys who, when they're young and they're on a veteran team, especially, they don't get the chance to sort of explore the studio space, right? You don't get the opportunity to have a 30 usage rate and put up 18 shots a night on a bad team where it's consequences-free basketball. And when you're brought into the league as a young guy, you're thinking like, I need to get to the next contract. I need to get the big payday. I need to see how good I can be. I think I have the talent to be a number one guy in the NBA, to be somebody who is your top offensive option, putting up 20 a night. And asking a guy to play a role, a smaller role early, it's just a tough sell temperamentally. These guys got to the league by being that competitive and having that confidence in their abilities. And so oftentimes you'll see the guy like Aaron Gordon is a great example. You know, his name has come up as a point of comparison, right? Like the idea that you want him to play that kind of complementary role. Aaron Gordon was trying to be Paul George in Orlando, right? He was trying to run 25 pick and rolls a game and be the number one option and had to like go through, oh, that doesn't really work, and then get dealt to a place where he's slotted into a complementary role. But that's years into his career. So I don't blame Jonathan Kuminga for not wanting to start there at age 21, 22, right? Like guys want to find out how good they can be. They want to push the limits of their work. And I get that. However, I think in the context of what the Warriors are, having him play that more narrowly tailored role would be absolutely perfect on this Golden State team. And then so seeing him in that season opener where he's making quick decisions, he's defending with his, you know, big, obviously no one's going to win against Luka all the time, but to take that challenge, to be physical, to pull those shifts defensively, and then I'm going to rebound like a banshee. I'm going to get on the glass. I'm going to push. I'm going to keep my head up and look for somebody else. Where is Steph as we're coming down on transition? Like all of those little things. I'm going to space the floor. I'm going to be in the corner and I'm not going to complain about it. I'm going to be shot ready. And when the ball gets there, I'm going to attack. Like that was to me about as good a representation of what the ideal role for Kuminga on this team is. So to me, well, I think he can be more than that. I think he can be a guy who's a starting power forward in Sacramento and averages 20 a night. But if you're talking about winning, yep, I think that is a perfect place for him to be on this team. So if that is where he's at mentally, he's willing to play that role and he's able to be effective in it, then the Warriors are in kind of a win-win situation right now. A, if Kuminga is that guy, then you don't got to trade him, right? You go through the end of the season and then you see about, maybe we extend and, you know, actually we found some harmony in this marriage. Or if he plays this way for the next couple of months, you suddenly have a pretty attractive guy to be able to pitch around the league and say, it's not just production. It's not just theoretical. It's production. You're seeing him play on the floor this way. And maybe that opens up the list of suitors. So it's not just what can we get from Phoenix? What can we get from Sacramento? Maybe you're in some different conversations. So to me, I was so encouraged by what I saw from him on opening night. I'm sure that the coaching staff was as well, because that it's not just what does this trade package turn into? It's maybe what does Jonathan Kuminga turn into for us?
Wow. Dan Devine joining us on 95.7 The Game, senior NBA writer for Yahoo Sports. He's been covering the league since 2009. It seems like there's a consensus, Dan, that if the Warriors can stay healthy and get to April, they got a puncher's chance. What is a season that goes a little sideways look like for the Warriors, and then where do they go?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with where last season effectively ended, right? If Stephen Curry pulls up, And you're saying, well, he's going to miss a couple of weeks with a soft tissue injury, God forbid, something like that, right? That's where, like, if the system is built around him and then he's not there, then the system collapses. And that's where I think the chances of any extended Steph absence really hampers their ability. I think the same could be said for if Jimmy misses a serious amount of time, if Draymond misses a serious amount of time. You've built the rotation around guys on the wrong side of 35, and while that's not everybody, you know, Kuminga can scale up his game. I think Brandon Pajemski certainly is confident enough to put in the work to scale up his game. You know, there's a lot of guys that would see the opportunity to do more. But functionally, in this Western Conference where the margins are so slim, I think if any of those older guys miss extended periods of time, and certainly if a couple of them at once miss an extended period, that can be a death knell for the Warriors' chances of getting up into that top four in the West mix and, again, having to like slug it out through the play-in tournament and then put themselves in that position. But to me, I think that's really it. Like, it's, as far as where the team is constructed, yeah, they can be a little small night to night. Rebounding can be a bit of an issue. I think they've structured themselves to make up for that with the way that they defend turnover creation, the way that can fuel their transition game, and the way they can sort of tilt the possession game now with Jimmy being able to generate free throws at a high level. Also, a real skill of Jonathan Kuminga is free throw attempt rate. So they have a way to win the math battle in the possession game. Obviously, Steph is your puncher's chance against anybody, But if you don't have those core guys, Steph on the offensive end, Draymond on the defensive end, and Jimmy kind of plugging the gaps everywhere, I think that's where you wind up saying, if you're out without those guys for a couple of weeks, things can get a little bit hairy.
Hey, Dan, I got to do this to you, man, because I appreciate your lexicon. I'm feeling it. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I got to ask you about this morning's breaking news with the NBA.
And I thought we were going to get all the way through this. I've been working on it all morning.
I just got to do it, and I just need your thoughts. Because what did we learn, right? Terry Rozier, we knew something was going on with him last year, and I get that, and that's serious. And Chauncey Billups, illegal poker and all the cheating, that's serious. But why do I feel like the timing, and I told my partner, is a bit curious, and the energy is like every NBA player's betting. And I don't like that. Your thoughts on just, you know, those transactions that happened this morning?
Well, it's a lot. All right, so I...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think if you are, I mean, you mentioned the word, the phrase conspiracy theorist. I think that's, it's so interesting on both sides of it, right? Because there's a way you can look at this and say, this is a Justice Department, an administration, a federal investigation arm that is somewhat oppositional to the NBA, that has had its share of problems with the NBA and a lot of its players, picking a fight with with prominent black entertainers, black athletes, and also, hey, by the way, one of them's in Portland, and that's been kind of a locus for some issues for the current administration. I think there's some people that look at it and say that, right? I don't trust what this FBI has to say about that. I think there are some folks that say some of these issues, especially you going back with the Terry Rozier issues, some of the sports gambling stuff goes back before a lot of what's going on with the current state of the FBI and some of those things, and that this is maybe... it can be chickens coming home to roost in terms of the NBA deciding a number of years back, being very very vocal and forward in the repealing of PASPA and trying to like push the opening of the legalized sports gambling market and benefiting from that in a lot of ways. And also, you know, sports media has been a part of that too, right? Like an awful lot of what we are consuming these days is brought to you by some kind of sports book or entity. And so then when one of those is in everybody's pocket, the bright lines maybe get a little bit more blurry and the guardrails maybe start to move out a little bit further in terms of where you see where the straight and narrow is. And so some of this is like, all of which is to say, I think you can look at this issue and see, see a story from either
okay.
angle on it.
I got you.
Now, that said, I want to say one thing that's sort of interesting because I was reading through the indictments earlier. I was on air earlier today when this was all coming out, so I had not got the opportunity to read the indictments. And I think it's notable that we're talking about two separate cases that are were described as being separate but related, right? And one of them is the allegations of illegal mafia-run poker games, where in that one, Chauncey Billups is specifically named. And in the other one, the manipulation of over-unders and prop bets for sports gambling purposes, that's the one where Terry Rozier is specifically named and Chauncey Billups is not specifically named. As you read through that indictment, there is an identification of co-conspirator 8 in the Terry Rozier indictment. And co-conspirator 8, quote, was a player, an NBA player from approximately 1997 through 2014 and an NBA coach since at least 2021. And he's listed as somebody who is involved in a question about a Bulls Blazers game in 2023.
Wow.
About, you know, when we're, you know, allegedly providing information that we're tanking. And so if you want to have, you know, these guys are not going to be in the lineup. So if you want to make some moves based on that information, here we go. So all that to say, we've talked about, are these separate? Are they related? In what ways are they related? By whom are they related? We know Damon Jones, former Cleveland Cavaliers player and assistant coach, reportedly close friend of LeBron James. That's somebody who was named in both. Chauncey Billups is not named in both. I think that's an interesting point about who co-conspirator number 8 might be, and we'll, you know, more will be revealed about that. But right now, yeah, I mean, what we've got, and it's worth remembering all the way through on these things, what we've got is essentially the law enforcement official's side of the story. We do not have, you know, Terry Rozier's attorney issued a statement earlier pushing back on some of what the government had said. We have not heard a similar statement from Chauncey Billups or a representative for him. We know that the NBA has placed both Billups and Rozier on leave until, you know, pending further fact-finding and a resolution to these issues. And we know that the Blazers are not holding media availability today. God, I wonder why. And so it feels to me like we are closer to the start of something here than the end of something here in terms of information to come out. How widespread that is, in what, you know, to what degree are these things connected to the Jontay Porter investigation, to Gilbert Arenas getting arrested a few months ago illegal poker game charges, some of the other things that we've seen and heard about over the course of the years, Malik Beasley, to what degree is that involved here? I think there's a lot more that we don't know than that we do, and I think we're probably going to know more sooner rather than later on a lot of it.
Man, good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, Dan, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and I'd love to catch up with you in the future.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, sir. Dan Devine, senior NBA writer for Yahoo Sports. Been covering the league since 2009.
I like him, Stein.
And very thorough, yeah. Absolutely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.